Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Nicholas?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing for the state of Florida. How's your day going?
Okay. Going all right.
Very good. Very good. Well, pleasure to meet you. I know you're speaking with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we'll have Leviathan pressure washing show up on the front page?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, she brought me on the line so I can go over the price point with you. But before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of the services it offers or how it works, aside from hearing just the price?
How does the advertisement generally work? Because without me having like a web page or any kind of link for all that to go to.
Mm-hmm. Great question. So basically, we offer a package deal here, which gives you a website so people can have something to land on when they're doing searches for the services. Now, the website,
Okay. It's
part of the services. It's up and running for you within 5 business days. That's all it takes for us to build it. And then on the 5th business day, we would send you over an example of how it looks. Once we get your approval that you like how it looks, we would then promote it on the front page of Google, start gaining traction, and you start receiving more phone calls towards your company. Mm-hmm. All righty, and then along with the Facebook, it's offered to you on aside from the website, we also offer Facebook ads. The Facebook ads that we implement for you would get you found up to a 50-mile radius if you choose to target that far, or if you only want to do a 30-minute drive, then we would allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in within that 50 miles or the 30 minutes that you want to drive out to. The reason we allow you to hand select areas is because it is your area, so you may know the areas around you that you like to work in or may be a bit more profitable for you. So the goal for us over here is the programming in the areas making the most bang for your buck, so to speak. Now, Nicholas, we offer our services here to start off with on a 2-month agreement. It does make us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you coming back to us after the 2nd month for the 3rd month moving forward, it is up to us to provide you results within that 2-month time frame. But starting the 3rd month, there's no agreement. It is month per month, no contracts starting the 3rd month moving forward. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, the reason, but like I said, it just gives you a fair shot of evaluating the services because, one, the package is designed to show you a return within the very first month, but one section on the front page can take up to 30 to 45 business days to get you listed on that one section, and that's in your local area under the map section.
Okay.
So that's why we quote a 2-month agreement. However, the other services, though, that we provide for you is going to be not only the first page placement of Google, but you're also going to be on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. We also implement the Facebook ads for you that will get you found outside of your local area. And then we also can promote you on the in the local directory. So we place you on 60 local directories that are very popular in your area, but they're also directories that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help newer companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed like on the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we're also going to be providing for you is programming your company to show up into the mobile devices. And this is because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their location is always changing when they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and any type of tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, Nicholas, we're literally going to cover all of your bases. Now, the program will also get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody goes online but they don't typically know a name of a company to utilize, the majority of these people go to Google, and they're going to type in power washing companies or power washing near me, cement cleaning, you know, roof washing, keywords related to what you're offering. You'll be found as soon as those phrases or keywords are typed in the search bar. Now, now the pricing. We make it very affordable for you from what we originally charged. Now, normally, because the websites that we implement, it's a whole package deal that we provide for you, but normally, this is the price point without the discount, and then I'll go over the discounted rate with you. Normally, on our website, it runs at a $599 value with a $299 programming fee. Normally, it's not a cheap service, Nicholas, but what I'm able to do for you today is I'm going to be waiving the $599 all the way down to $249, and I would be waiving the setup fee for you altogether. So that would be our new in business rate and out the door cost. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with that price point. There would not be any other surcharges. And like I said, the setup fee, I'd be waiving that entirely for you.
Okay.
Now,
and what is that? Is that the cost of the first 2 months or?
So that's the cost each and every month moving forward. So it's a 2 month agreement to start off with, but the first month it would be $249, the second month it'd be $249, and it would be locked in at that rate moving forward each and every month. It would never go up.
Okay, so $249 a month?
Correct. Mm-hmm, roughly.
And that gets the website. What's the Facebook ad that just makes it to where I just pop up in people's feeds and stuff?
Exactly, yes. You'd pop up on people's feeds when they're searching on through Facebook ads, and they'd be able to contact you directly through the Facebook app. Okay, so...
Okay. And as far as you guys getting the website set up, how does that work? Does someone sit there and make it, and I just call up every once in a while and be like, hey, can we tweak it here, tweak it there?
Yeah. Basically, we have our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. Nothing's outsourced. Everything's done in here because we have our technicians that are certified by Google. But they would be going over, so we conduct what we call a client interview with you. That's where we gather all their information to make sure that we're building the website and representing you properly on the front page. So we would gather, go over the keyword content with you, service areas that we want to program you to work in, get all the services you provide, and then... we would then promote it on the front page after we gather that information from you. It takes us 5 days after that client interview. Okay, and then we send you over an example of how it looks. And you also get a tracking and reporting system, Nicholas. This way you get a username and a password also where you can log in and you can track and see the visits that you're getting to the website. You can see how many phone calls we're bringing to your company. You can see all the zip codes of where those calls are coming to you from. You get a list of all the areas. So, all of the analytics are included within the tracking and reporting system. So you can see everything that we're doing. That way it's completely transparent.
Okay. The Facebook ad, does that redirect people to the website or does that redirect people to a Facebook page?
So that would redirect them to your Facebook page that we provide. Now, did you already have one that's built, like a Facebook or a personal Facebook?
No, but it's rather easy to make. I had one set up in about 2 days with the J&N prior to my friend leaving for another state. It'd be a lot easier for me to add the before and after pictures for the business and stuff if I'm right there able to do it.
Of course, yeah. And you have full capability of doing that for you. Obviously, you're the one that knows when you're going to be finishing the jobs and everything. So you have full capability of changing any of the content that you would like on the website if you choose to. But a lot of people just like to have us do it if they just want to focus on the jobs. And we also send you over monthly reporting of how everything's doing for you. Okay. And then also, Nicholas, but that's why we offer everything to start off with on a 2 month agreement. We want to make sure that you're evaluating the services. Just give it a good shot to see if it's,
You don't want me to back out on the first month before there's a chance to actual bearing change.
Exactly. Before all the programming's done, because like I said, I'm completely transparent with all of my clients. It does take up to 30 to 45 business days for one section, but we implement the Facebook ads because that actually takes only 7 to 14 business days, so 1 to 2 weeks. And then the directories, it takes about 5 to 7 business days to get you listed on all 60 of those. The website takes 5 business days. And the programming you to show up into the mobile devices, it takes about 7 to 10 business days. And then the front page of Bing takes about as long as the Facebook ads, 7 to 14 business days. So those are the realistic time frames that you can expect from working with our company over here. But like I said, we've been in business for 17 years because we are results driven. But I'm sure, Nicholas, with everything being included, with all the services, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it will work for your business, right?
Yeah. It's sounding a lot more cost effective than this Angie's List stuff with $30 or whatever per ad that gets sent to 3 other people at a time.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with Angie's one back when they were actually, before they bought Home Advisor out, they were Service Magic. I've been doing this for close to 10 years, so I'm pretty well versed with how they operate. Now, what we found out is by having the calls coming directly to you by consumers that are already out there, looking for the services that you're offering, but again, they're calling you directly, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer giving that direct phone call.
Yeah.
So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search, of course.
Alrighty. One of the things I'm sitting here waiting on is I got the new S22 phone coming in. It's on back order. I've been paying for a second phone number for like a year and a half now because they sold me on the double SIM card for this 21, and then they, like, a week later deprogrammed it out of the phone.
Okay.
So I've been paying for a second number for a while.
Okay.
About 2 to 3 weeks now, that second phone should come in, and I'll have an actual cell phone number dedicated to just the company.
Okay.
So, time frame going to be for swapping out like these 60 plus pages that you guys are going to have me link to when I go to change my number?
Oh, it's not going to. So our technicians, we can handle that for you. So you have a team that's dedicated to your account. So I give you two forms of contact. You get my phone number directly and also client support's number. That way you can reach a live agent each and every time you try to call in, and we can make those changes immediately for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so everything's done very quickly for you over here, Nicholas. You're going to be very happy.
I was asking about like the time frame because you said it takes about 30 days to get on all 60 of those links.
No.
I'm curious how.
All 60 of the directories takes 5 to 7 business days. Okay. So the front page, the map listing on the front page of Google, that takes 30 to 45 business days.
Okay, and then how long does it take to change info like a phone number on all these links?
Not very fast at all. So we can do that for you at the call. As soon as you give us a call, you call me or client support. Client support would be ideal because usually I'm always on the phone talking to a client like I'm talking, or a client like I'm talking to you right now, or a customer in other words.
Yeah.
So client support's number is the number I give you. That way you can reach a live agent each and every time I'm unavailable. Okay.
All right. And this, the 2-month agreement, is that both months up front or is that a month to month on the 2-month agreement?
It's month per month on the 2-month agreement.
Okay. I was just wondering if you were going to want both months up front.
Oh, yeah. No, it's only, it's like I said, it's $249 for the first month, and then each and every month moving forward, it would be locked in at $249. It won't go up on you.
Okay. Is there any, like, limitations to website size and design, stuff like that?
The websites that we're giving you, unless... It's a one-page, 5-tab site. Here, let me send you over an example of how it looks. That way you can kind of get a general idea of what I'm talking about, that way you don't just have to take my word for it. Give me a moment here.
One page, five tabs?
Yes, sir, and I'm sending over an example of how it looks right now. It also has a payment integration set up on there. So basically, if you have like a PayPal account or...
people want to pay through the website.
Yeah, if they want to pay through the website, you can actually get your payments on the go. If you're like going to do an estimate, they can pay directly through the website. So I did.
All right. Are you guys do you guys do commission based, like based on how much I make? You guys are going to want a percentage of it, or is your money coming from me paying for the ad?
Great question. So basically, it's just $249 each and every month. So our money is going towards the ads, but. So it would never go up on you. So you're not paying per call, per click, or anything like that. It's $249 each and every month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This might wind up working out a lot better than Angie's because they're talking about $30 to $60 per lead for pressure washing job. And when pressure washing jobs only pay $100 to $150 for driveways and you're sending it to 3 other linked people at a time, that means there's a 30% chance of me getting it, which means it's $90 per lead.
Yeah, that's all, and those add up. You know, they'll send you as many as you're willing to pay for, and then they'll take money out of your account every Friday for them. So, I mean, that could be, you know, clearly a lot of money. You know, so yeah, absolutely. We don't operate like that whatsoever. We get the calls coming directly to you.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, it's, like I said, Nicholas, we're going to make you very happy with the services. But in order to make sure that, like I said earlier, we're representing you properly, what I would have to do on the front end here is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you, of course, properly.
Okay.
All right. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 813-574-9314, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
For right now, yes. Like I said, until I get that second phone to come in.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get that other phone, like I said, you're going to have those two phone numbers to call in, and then we can swap that out immediately for you once that comes in. All right. And then also we have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. That's where Google gives you the little red dot that falls inside of the area, falls inside of the map that showcases the area that the business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 11239 Madera Street. Is that a home address, storefront, or is a home location?
That is my home address.
Okay, so if that's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way your customers know the area that you'd be coming to service them from, but they don't know directly.
But they don't know which door to knock on. All right.
Exactly. So the zip code out there in Spring Hill, that would be 34609, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Nicholas, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Wood, W-O-O-D.
Thank you. And then we do send you over everything in writing as well. What would be the best email address to use for your business?
Business. Shoot. Because I actually created an email just for Leviathan.
Okay.
Is there a way I can call back this number and start getting things squared away? Because I have everything written down on my computer desk.
Mm-hmm.
Like
are you
my
at?
Email and stuff like that. No, I'm out at work right now, helping a friend do some site work.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, you can always switch that out. Like I said, so this isn't leaked out for your customers. This is just for our information, so we can send you over the invoice. You get and you also get everything sent over to you in writing. Okay.
Okay. And that's how I pay. It's going to be through this email you sent.
No, the payment is with me over the phone, but like I said, once the invoice, the transaction goes through, I let you know, and then the invoice is sent over to you from me automatically, okay, showing you that $249 came out of your account, okay?
Alrighty.
So what's, and then if you want to change that out in the future, once you do have it, you're always capable of doing so.
Okay,
so what's the email address to use for right now?
Wood, W-O-O-D, Nick, N-I-C-K, 94, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. And then also your hours of operation for the business. And Nick, your hours, and what are your hours of operation for the company?
It's kind of like when I wake up to go to bed, as the numbers all. I don't want to be getting called too late. I say 8 a.m. to 6, so I'll take phone calls then.
8 a.m. to 6, okay. Yeah, we can do that for you. Absolutely. And is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Are you closed completely on Saturdays?
Yeah, I like to keep those closed according to other people, so that way if work does start building up, I can open up a Saturday to just catch up on things.
Understood. Okay. All righty. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
I got Cash App. I have Zelle through Chase Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose there's always some sort of app I can download for, like, touch. Pretty sure my phone has that little sensor thing for tapping with a card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then, like I said, the website has that payment integration where they can just pay directly to the website when you don't even have to be on the phone with them, okay, or in front of them, at that matter. And then also, and you did say you had a Facebook, right, already built, or you said you're going to
be your I had it one? For J&N, but yeah, I can build one.
Okay, all righty. Give me a moment here. Perfect. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text message. That way I see it.
Okay. All right. We'll be happy to send you over a text message if we need to get a hold of you. But what I'm doing for you right now, Nick, is I'm sending you over an email. The email will fall into your inbox labeled client support. Actually, it should have already fallen into your inbox. I sent that over to you a moment ago. And then at the very top, you're going to notice client support's number. And then at the very bottom, you'll have my phone number with my extension as well. You'll notice it's the same phone number to reach the company, but different extensions will reach different departments. All right. And then Okay, and now that I did send you over that successfully, the last thing that we need to do here in order to start the listing and secure, or start the programming and secure the listing, that would be actually securing the payment at the $249 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, Nick, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
Debit card. Ask what your company's name is.
LocalSplash.com, like your local newspaper and splash of water. If you type that in as one word, put in .com afterwards, that will lead you directly to our website. And you should, when you have it pulled up, you should see like a young lady holding a cell phone.
Oh no, my phone is. There we go.
And if you just typed in, like, local splash without the .com, that will pull up our Google My Profile page, and that will show you 4.0 stars, and then we have a 613 Google reviews.
Okay.
So, and yeah, that will lead you directly to our website and directions to where we are and everything like that. So, we're definitely legitimate. Been here for 17 years in Costa Mesa, California.
I got people saying that it's nearly impossible to cancel with you guys.
Well, no, that's not true. Basically, we do over the... So there's miscommunication with a lot of the clients. We do a phone interview. So basically, if people... We say if you ever are to opt out of the services or cancel with any kind, what we ask is a phone call 3 days before the next billing would be due. That way we can opt you out of the services and you're not billed for the next oncoming month. A lot of people, there's miscommunication. They think they can email us or they can, but they don't call into us like what's requested. They just try to email us and then they never get back to the email. So obviously the account is never canceled out. Okay. So basically they got to call in if they want to cancel the account. And that's why I give you my direct phone number and client supports. And we do have an A-plus grade on the Better Business Bureau if you wanted to check that out as well. And we hold our A-plus grade on the Better Business Bureau because we are results-driven. We do provide all of our clients results. But as you can see, the good reviews definitely outweigh the bad reviews. Okay, we have a whole bunch of good reviews. That's why we have a 4.0 star rating on the front page of Google, and we have that A-plus grade on the Better Business Bureau. So you can see the good ones definitely outweigh the bad ones. If you're on our Google My Profile page and you go to Google Reviews and then you click Newest, that will give you obviously the newest reviews. And you scroll down, you're going to see definitely all the good ones are outweighing the bad ones. And being 17 years in business, you definitely can't make everybody happy. There's definitely going to be a handful of bad apples out there, bad seeds, in other words. But, but like I said, the majority of the people that we work with, we do make them happy. And we do have over 10,000 clients who trust us with their marketing to this day.
Well, suppose I can give you guys a try.
Well, like I said, Nicholas, it's going to be something that we make you happy with. We don't just look for the 2 months. We want to make sure that we're going to provide you results that makes this become a long-term marketing solution for the company. Okay, but by giving it a fair shot, you're definitely going to see results. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then I did verify the information in regards to the company a little bit earlier, and I did send you over the client support number and my phone number. And then upon via transaction, you are going to be getting an invoice right after the transaction is once it's processed with me on the phone. And then I would be sending you over an invoice afterwards, okay, showing you that $249 came out of your account. Okay, now the card that you said that you're going to be using, does it read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It's my name.
It's your name? Okay, and is there any middle initial on the card, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the middle initial?
R.
R, okay. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for quality assurance whenever you're ready.
4833.
Okay.
1201.
Okay.
4708.
Okay.
3068.
And the expiration month and year?
0426.
And the three-digit code that's on the back?
985.
And is that car connected to the 11239 Madera Street?
The what?
Address? Is that car connected to the 11239 Madera Street address in Spring Hill?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we use what we call the VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the first 12 digits of the card is coded out and only shows the last four. But before I do cut out the card here, I just want to make sure that I have everything inputted accurately. So I have a Visa starting with a 4833-1201-4708-3068. And then I have April of 26 and 985.
Yes.
Okay, now the card is coded out. Now, what I'm doing for you right now, Nicholas, I'm putting together your package, but I'm also going to be going over a 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement with our company, but there was a question on here that you want me to rephrase. Just feel free to stop me, and I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a fair understanding of what it asked you, but it is pretty self-explanatory. Okay, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outlines a service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Leviathan Pressure Washing.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nicholas Wood, owner.
Thank you, Nick. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But, Nick, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean? Like, if I have other people doing ads for me?
So basically, we're not saying you can't move forward with another company, but if they call you and they offer you some sort of a service for marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here, we would just ask that you would give us a phone call before moving forward with them so we can make sure you don't double pay. Just like a safety precaution.
Okay.
Okay. And then, alrighty, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be March 14th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. This would be a reoccurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 14th, starting the third month, but in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. Nick, now what I'm having my finance team do right now is they're going to be running the 249. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting an invoice emailed over to you from me. So okay. Give me one moment here. I'm just assigning the package. Give me one moment here. Okay, and then while I wait for this confirmation, I'm going to be setting you up for the client interview. So I'm looking at their calendar right now. Give me a moment here. Client support, where are they? Okay, so it looks like I can get you in today. Now, it looks like I can get you today if it works, but let me know if it does work for you. Right now, you're 3 hours ahead. I believe it's around 1:23, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how does I can get you in sooner than later. I mean, how does 2 o'clock
what
work?
Are you trying
I have a 2 o'clock available, and I also have a 4 o'clock available.
Okay.
Well, what time were you
I'm asking,
for you?
What are you trying to get me in for?
Oh, basically, it's where my certified technicians, they're scheduled to give you a call, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming it to work in, and going over a small testimonial, like, general knowledge questions in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. And then, I can get you in at 2 o'clock, or I can get you in at 4 o'clock. And then I also have a 5 o'clock available, whatever works best for
when
you.
When you're saying 2 o'clock, are you meaning 5 o'clock for me?
No, that would be 11 o'clock our time. So.
Okay, so you're saying my times. Okay.
Yeah, I can get you at a 2 o'clock your time, or I can get you in at 4 o'clock your time, and then I have a 5 o'clock your time. So.
Get me in for the 4 o'clock so I can be all done visiting here and probably be home.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and program you in there. Give me a moment. Spots fill up very quickly here. And then I always verify the number that they're going to be contacting you on. So they will be calling you on the number that we are on, the 813-574-9314. Okay?
Yep.
And then I'm going to be sending you over a calendar invite as well, and you get a text message sent over to you an hour before the client interview takes place, just letting you know that the call is going to be coming your way soon. Okay, you don't need to be around a computer or anything. It's your choice. It's like I said, it's general knowledge questions. And it's a phone interview. Okay, a lot of people like to do it when they're out working. But I did send you over that calendar invite right now. Actually, give me a moment here. Let me make sure I did send. WoodNick94@gmail.com. All right. So I just sent that over to you right now. So you should be receiving that calendar invite here momentarily. And also, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team. The payment did go through at 249. Nick, what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. Now, I do need you for another minute or two. I do need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
I can, yeah.
Okay, so you should have a couple of them from me. So you should have one that says Local Splash initial invoice, a welcome to Local Splash, and also the calendar invite.
All right, I do not have the calendar. I got invitation, Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. That's the calendar invite that I just sent over to you. But do you see the one that says Local Splash initial invoice?
Yeah.
Okay, click on that one for me, and then that's going to show you, obviously, the invoice. Now, about the fifth line down, you're going to see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that?
On that same one?
Yeah, on that same one. on that same one, yeah. So basically, if you go into the local splash initial invoice, about the fifth line down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Oh, okay.
And then let me know when you click on that. That will take you to another page that says local splash terms of experience at the very top.
Okay,
now that's going to show you the services that are included within the package. Okay, now if you scroll all the way down for me towards the bottom, you see where it says cancellation and refunds? It's all the way at the very bottom if you're on your
yeah.
smartphone. Okay, so that box that's underneath that where it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate, you would check that box right there for me. And you're also going to sign at the very bottom after you do that, you would sign in Nicholas R. Wood. So you would use your capitals because it's capital sensitive, and then you would confirm your signature. Once you confirm that, it's going to do two things for you. It's going to lock you into that $249 discounted rate moving forward, and then it's also going to take you to another page that says local splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
All right, I'm on username and password.
Perfect. So the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on as of right now. Okay, and then the area code first, 813-574-9314. The password, that's going to be created for you and given to you today, but at the time of the client interview. My agents do make that for you, and they give it to you right then and there during the client interview, and they'll walk you through the steps on getting back to that page, so you got to punch it in. But once you disconnect with my agents, you're always able to customize it to whatever you want it to be. That way nobody else knows what it is. Okay, if you choose to, of course.
All right.
That's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Nick, until the client interview, of course, but that will be taking place at 4 o'clock your time. But before we – I do always ask before we disconnect here if you had any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime before the interview takes place.
For the website itself, you said it was limited to – one page, five tabs. I went and looked at the example you provided for me.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, so one page, five tabs.
Yeah. Is there ways to upgrade that, change that, or have a third party manage it or something like that on my end if I want someone to customize it?
Yeah, so basically we do upgraded websites, but normally – we do require a 3-month or 6-month contract or a year contract in order to get one of those for free. Normally, they're beautiful. They run about like 5 to 7 pages, but they run by themselves around $2,000 to $3,000. But if you signed up for like, say, a 3-month, 6-month, or a year term, then one of those would be thrown into the package for you at no additional charge. So this is one of the generic ones that we do give you to kind of start off with. And once you see how well it works, you start gaining some jobs and you start landing a lot of profit. If you want to move forward with like a contract, call into me and let me know, because it does save you a bundle of money and will also give you a really beautiful website on top of that. And I can send you over those examples when the time comes. But there's three different themes you can choose from. There's a modern, a classic, and a future theme. And like I said, they're beautiful websites that we build for our clients, but they're 5 to 7 pages. And like I said, one of those you get for free if you sign up a contract.
Okay.
But that's why we want to start you off with those, so you see how well it works. And then if you do sign up for a contract after the 2 months is up, we prorate with what you've already spent with us towards that. That way the contract would be a little bit less for you. Okay, normally a 3-month contract is around $700 up front. And that will cover you over the course of 3 months.
Okay. Well, what do you mean by the 3-course month?
So that would over... So basically, for 3 months to cover you for 3 months, it would be $700. Okay, but that would cover you over.
Oh, you bundle the months together to save money.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, you hit the nail directly on the head there. All right, Nicholas. So It's up to you if you want to do that, though, but we start you off here on a two-month agreement. That way you can evaluate the services and see how well it does work for you, and then once you start generating your money and some more jobs, we can go ahead and cross that bridge if you choose to get an upgraded website at that time. Okay, it's always up to you, and the ball's in your court if you want to upgrade.
Okay. A little bit on that last question. Like I said, is there a way to have, like, let's say I like someone that, or I know somebody that manages websites. Is there a way I can have someone manage it for me? Or am
yeah.
I able to manage my website myself?
You can always do that. Yeah, you can always do that on your own, or you can have a friend do that for you. But if it's something, if you just wanted us to do that for you and that be the only service that we do for you at all, it would be a small hosting fee of $49 on a month-per-month basis.
Okay. And what happens to the website and all that stuff when contract canceling and I'm not with you guys anymore? Does you guys maintain ownership of the website and just close it down?
So basically you get two options. You get the hosting option if you wanted us to do that, or we give you a buyout option of the website. Normally it costs around $99, or it could be just depending on what website or how much content is on there. It could range from $99 up to $199.
Oh, $200 to just buy the website from you?
Correct.
And how does a transfer work? Because I know you have to have a hosting service for it. How does one actually like transfer a website?
That would be a great question for my certified technician that's going to be building the websites, because they're the ones that do all of that for you. So that would be a good question to ask my technician, but they'd be able to answer
okay.
that. They'd be better fit to answer that question for you on how they do that.
All right. I just like asking a lot of questions because I can.
Hey.
I like being prepared for future events and stuff. So.
Absolutely. I like answering questions, but I like answering to the best of my knowledge. That one, like I said, would be better fit for my certified technician that's actually doing the programming.
Alrighty.
And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in. You do have our contact information. We want to make sure that it's working for you. But other than that, just wait for that call this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, Nicholas. Well, I appreciate your time. Any other questions before we disconnect, sir?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and we look forward to working with you. All right. You have a great rest of your day.
Alrighty. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye.